www.hope.gov or call 888-995-HOPE.
I'm Lisa Bowie of Bowie Funeral Homes Crematory and Cemetery in St. Charles County. This holiday weekend, we ask that you join us along with our community as we celebrate Irish heritage on St. Patrick's Day. We also ask that you join us in the fight against drunk driving. Please don't drink and drive this coming holiday or any day. Make a commitment to honoring life.
This message is brought to you as a community service of Bowie Funeral Homes Crematory and Cemetery. Honoring life as a family-owned company since 1935.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232218.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I want to start the show by alerting all of our listeners. I have turned off the transponder, and we have no idea which direction this plane is going in today.
Oh, man.
Today? That's every day on the show.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and we're happy to have you along. I went to the Fox last night. I mentioned that I was going on yesterday's show. Went to the Fox for the Experience Hendrix show, which is essentially a night of people doing Jimi Hendrix music. And it starts out with people you've never heard of, or at least that I've never heard of, and it builds, and as the evening goes along, they're, you know, oh, look, it's Brad Whitford, the guitarist from Aerosmith, is here. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Johnny Lang, Zakk Wylde, Buddy Guy, the legendary blues guitarist, was there for the close of the show last night. 3.5 hours with an intermission. Great stuff if you're at all in the Hendrix. They were all playing Hendrix songs, which was amazing. Some of them I knew. I would say most of them I knew. Some of them I hadn't heard before. And this is my first time going to a show like this, and I'm here to tell you that there is such a thing as too many guitar solos.
Yeah.
Because they all want to get up there and prove that they are Hendrix.
Showcase their talents. Yeah.
And they all seem to believe that in order to do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, you must play your guitar as fast as possible.
Yeah.
The faster, the better. I don't mind every guitarist feeling like they have to get up higher on the fretboard, closer, you know, to the bass of the guitar than anybody else. I understand that. That's where all the high notes are. You want to make it screech and scream. Okay, I've seen guitar solos for my entire adult life. I know that's coming. But it's not a race. And it was very interesting when Buddy Guy came out. Buddy Guy's got to be in his 70s. And by the way, Hendrix would be 70 if he were alive today.
Wow.
So, you know, he and Buddy Guy kind of from that same generation. And Buddy Guy gets out there, and here's a guy who has finesse in his playing style. You know, he'll play a few notes and hold it and kind of look out at the crowd and smile. And he does some tricks on the fretboard and plays things, but he takes his time. Half of the other guys who got up there were like...
I've been at places like that where, and it, they call it an open mic, where the where anyone can get up, and one guy tries to outdo the other guy, yeah. Yeah. And I'm with you. It gets very boring and very repetitious and just irritating. It's like you're not hearing any notes. Buddy Guy would get up. I would love to hear Buddy Guy play because his phrasing and everything else mm-hmm. with playing.
He has nothing
guitar.
To prove.
No.
He's been doing this for 60 years. No. He has nothing to prove to anybody. And you know everybody else on that stage when he comes out is like, shh, Buddy's here.
Yeah.
just don't even bother trying anymore because, you know, the yeah. legend is here.
Back up, put the guitars down.
Yeah. At one point last night, this guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, pretty darn good guitarist, does a 20-minute version of Hendrix's song Voodoo Child, which is all really fast guitar
yeah.
and look what I can do. And he goes over to one side of the stage and does it for those people, goes over to the other side of the stage, does more for the other people. Then he goes back to the middle and plays again. 20-minute long version of Voodoo Child, which is about a 4-minute song. It was just...
too much.
Also, that was well into the second act because there was an intermission. So we're well into the second act by the time, you know, some of these name guys start coming out. And at that point, my wife is looking at me, he's like, where is Buddy Guy? We the only reason we're here is to see Buddy.
Buddy.
We like these other people who are on stage, but we wouldn't be there if it weren't for him. We've seen him a few times and we just love him. And at that point, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's doing 20 minutes of this one song. But here's what made the evening less enjoyable for me. And I'm not saying I didn't like the show. I'm glad I went. We had a good time. But, and I have not been to a live concert in several years. I don't like being in crowds. I have plenty of free entertainment coming into my home, or even paid entertainment coming into my home through the big TV in my living room. I'm a little bit past the concert going age. I'm not in my concert going prime anymore. So I haven't been to a show in the iPhone era where everybody feels they have to get video of
right.
what's happening up on stage.
That you'll never watch again.
That they'll, as Louis C.K. pointed out in one of his famous routines yes. with parents taking pictures of their kids at every recital, no one's ever going to look at that on Facebook. No one's ever going to look at this on your computer. You're never going to look at it again. But everybody has to hold up their phones in yeah. front of them and take video, sometimes for several minutes at a time. And there was a guy doing it directly in front of me, which means now I'm watching the show through a 4-inch screen from 4 feet away.
Instead of experiencing mm-hmm. it through your eyeballs.
Well, I paid pretty good money for my seats for that thing last night, and I don't want to watch it through your 4-inch screen from 4 feet behind you. Put it down. Enjoy the concert. You're never going to watch that again. Now, that being said, there have been times where I've been glad somebody did do that at a concert and something great happened so that we could all watch it on YouTube later.
Right.
So I realize I hate it and I love it at the same time. I'll grant you that. But there were way too many people doing that last night. And sometimes people would actually get out of their seats, cross in front of the people in their aisle. In their row, I mean, to get to the aisle, then walk up the aisle.
Oh, to try to get the best spot.
Yeah.
And try and get a great angle.
Because I'm telling you, from row double B, you are not getting good footage of this concert.
No. Yeah.
But walking up to row C, B, or A, and standing there, now you got the people, and I wasn't one of those people who paid for the most expensive seats, but those are the people who paid premium prices to sit up front just to have knucklehead after knucklehead come up and stand there with their camera to get it on video.
Oh, see, I didn't think they allowed
and
that.
And an usher. The usher probably came down and told them that they had to go back to their seats, I'm sure.
Well, they were only up there for maybe 30 seconds
yeah.
tops.
Yeah.
So by the time an usher notices or a security person notices, I didn't see anybody last night being told, get out of here, put that away. It may have been happening, whatever. And then the third thing about last night was it reminded me how much I hate being around drunk people.
Oh.
And it's not just because I don't drink. It's just being around people who can't walk and carry a bottle of beer at the same time. And it's not the bottle they're carrying that's the problem. It's the several that they had before that. Again, yet another reason why I have become more of a hermit, and I will get my entertainment in my house instead of going out to places like that.
Yeah, we had a guy, I don't know, it was a year ago or whatever, a concert we were at, and he was the one standing the whole time.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else is standing, but this one guy swaying to the...
Yeah.
You can sway to the music sitting down.
I had that with the videographer genius in front of me a couple of times. He had to get up, woohoo, swing his arm in the air, stand up, yelling stuff out. You can't hear anything. The music's playing at 120 decibels. No one on stage is hearing you.
Yeah, the drunk people. I don't understand. Especially, and then you see, like, people like our age that were kind of partiers when we were growing up.
Yeah, I certainly was.
And they never grew out of that.
Exactly.
And they enjoy telling people how drunk they got.
Yes.
It's like, no, it's not. It's just, you're obnoxious.
Dude, I tossed it inside the Fox last night. You're 49 years old. Why is that a point of pride for you? My friend got it on YouTube.
Yeah,
of course he did. Because he never put the camera away the whole night.
See, I don't like getting drunk or anything like that because I have to be in control of my stupidity.
Yeah.
You're barely holding it together sober.
I know.
Yeah, that's it.
So here's a question, and I will open up the phone lines and we can talk about this. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. You're at something like this, or I've actually seen this in the movie theater, where people have their phones out, and they're not necessarily taking it out to record the movie. They're not bootlegging the movie there, but... In the middle of the movie, they've decided, oh, I have to text Janie about what I'm doing here. Or their phone buzzed in their pocket and they've got to reply to a text. Or they're checking their email 40 minutes into a movie. Now, I go to a lot of press screenings of movies. Occasionally, it's just members of the media who are there. You know, there'll be like a dozen of us at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Tivoli to see some movie. Usually not a blockbuster if it's showing at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday at the Tivoli for a press screening. But I go to a lot at, like Ronnie's. They have a lot of screenings down there. And at those, the movie companies actually hire security guards that when you're going in there, and there are 200 or 300 members of the public who get passes and they're invited to come to this thing, they're not allowed to bring their cell phones in. The rules are a little different for the people who sit in the press section, but for everybody else, you can't bring your cell phone in at all because they don't want these movies to be bootlegged. We get to see them before they come out, sometimes as much as a month before they come out, and they don't want bootleg copies showing up. They're trying to fight the piracy as much as they possibly can. But even at those, I will still see people sneaking their camera, sneaking their phone out of their pocket, and you see that little light go on in a corner of the theater. And I've also seen that at non-press screenings much more often because people don't have to turn their phones in at regular movies. So like the other day, I went to see Nonstop, which I'm going to talk about with Joe Hipperson next hour when he comes in to talk about this week's movies. I finally got around to seeing it a couple of days ago. And during the movie, there were two people on two different sides of the theater, and they weren't even that close to me. But when you're concentrating on the big projected images in the front of you, lights going on in the corner of your eye, they kind of catch your eye. You get distracted. You get taken out of the movie. So doing that's a complete disservice to everybody who's there. However, and there's always a however in life. I'm not going to go over and say something to these people because I know the story of the guy in Florida who shot the other guy he was texting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I will never confront anybody about anything ever.
And I did not say anything to the guy in front of me at the Fox or the other people around me at the Fox last night who were taking out their phones and doing that. By the way, I was surprised that was allowed because I've been to other concerts where they actually make the announcement in front. Any audio or video recording of tonight's performance is prohibited. And then I guess they have security people. If they see somebody take their phone out and start doing something like that, they come over and, you know, either take it away from them or take them out of there or whatever. Nothing like that happened last night. I was very surprised.
See, that's a fault of mine that I have, and I've embarrassed my daughter, and I've...
Are you the guy taking the phone out to check it?
No. That I will just
confront her.
I will blurt stuff out. I will just yell, "Put the phone away!" or something like that.
From across the theater?
From across the theater, yeah. If you see it, and then other people will clap. Somebody was talking constantly, and I said, "Shut the hell up!" And everybody started clapping.
Oh, that's nice.
And then it's like, I paid for my ticket, and you paid for your ticket.
Absolutely,
if you want to talk,
100%.
If you want to talk, leave.
Yes, I agree with you. I have done the turn around and stare. If it's the people directly behind me and they're talking, I will turn around and just look at them. I won't even say anything. I'll just look at them. And one time, a woman looked back at me and said, "What?" I said, "You're much more interesting than what's happening on the screen. Go ahead, don't let me interrupt." And I just kept looking at them, and they finally got the clue to shut up. But I'm not getting up and going across the theater to tell some guy, "Hey, buddy."
Not in this day and age. No way.
I don't walk over to him. I just kind of yell to him.
There was a time when movie theaters had ushers armed with flashlights.
Yes.
And I call it the beacon of shame. If you were at the movie theater as a teenager and you were making out with your girlfriend and they put that light on you, you were like, "Okay, that was enough to get you to stop doing that." Or any sort of activity. If you were talking, when that light hit you, it was like, "Okay, I have been singled out for doing something wrong," and you'd be a little bit ashamed.
It was like a spotlight from a helicopter coming down.
Nowadays, no usher would dare take out the beacon of shame. They'd be hit with a 44 of death.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yesterday, I didn't catch the very beginning of it with the interview with the guy that wrote the book about the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Here's a little fact. I don't know if you guys talked about it or if it's even in the book, but there's a band from St. Louis called Mama's Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the brothers. You talk about Danny Liston and them?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. They're doing that now. Danny Liston and I think one of the other guys from Mama's Pride's doing it too.
Yeah.
But years ago, when they were on tour, Mama's Pride used to open up for Greg Allman, and then they would come back and play as the Greg Allman Band.
Mm-hmm.
And the Danny Liston and Pat Liston were voted like Greg Allman sounded like winners, you know, for a contest or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever listen to Danny Liston sing, he is Greg Allman's voice.
Got that same growl, huh?
And you know, they played, you know, the that kind of music back in the day.
Yeah.
And you know, all that. So and Dan, yesterday it was kind of funny. You were talking about meeting Greg Allman. I met him one time at, I think that it was at the Ambassador Theater. And he was the same way, just kind of laid back in the chair, just kind of like, "Hey, yeah, what's going on?"
As if he had perhaps taken some sort of substance and put it in his body in some way.
Possibly.
Well, you know, I think he was already plugged into the amp and he couldn't hear too well or something. I don't know.
That's the problem.
What they call it?
I missed that part. What'd you say?
That's a great euphemism. Yeah, he was really plugged into the amp last night.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dan, have you had a chance to see the brothers play?
No, I haven't. And see, my brother used to be a roadie with them.
Oh, okay.
Mama's Pride. I know Danny and the whole band.
Yeah.
You know,
I went out and saw them. I went out and saw them at the pageant. My sister kept telling me, "You've got to see them. You've got to see them." So she bought tickets, and we went out and saw them. Tremendous. They are really, really good, and they have it note for note too.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny's voice, I mean, the older he gets, the better his voice gets. His voice is awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame that they never made it, you know, as big as they could have.
I know.
I don't know if you've ever seen the video. Where did I watch that? Actually, if you go to their webpage, there's an interview with them, and it talks about how Andy Van Slyke from the Lynyrd Skynyrd mm-hmm. was going to produce their
Andy
next
Van
album.
Slyke.
No, he was a Cardinal center fielder.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay, maybe the wrong name.
Van Zandt?
Yeah, Van Zandt.
Van Zandt. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. I just don't know how to talk.
Just don't know the name.
You're thinking of Ronnie Van Zandt.
Ronnie, yeah.
Not Andy Van Slyke.
The guy that was in Lynyrd Skynyrd that got crashed.
So yes. You're thinking of Ronnie Van Zandt. He was the guy who had that show with Mary Tyler Moore and Rosemarie and Morning Amsterdam.
Okay, now I feel like I'm at home. I'm talking to my wife. You guys are making fun of me.
Imagine going to a Skynyrd concert and they do Chim Chim Cheree.
Andy Van Slyke!
Anyway, but one of their song,
you go to one a of concert and somebody yells out,
is actually
ball!
About him. Sail on. I'm missing the best parts. I'm trying to talk.
That's all right.
I know.
That's all right.
Sorry.
All right, but that was a very interesting interview yesterday.
Well, thank you, Dan. I'm glad you appreciate it, and thank you.
And Paul,
yes,
Paul, I have to plug you again.
All right, be gentle.
Appreciate your shows on Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate right. that. Have a great right. weekend, Dan.
You too.
All right, here's Jeff on the Big 550.
AM and the PM also.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Paul, you do a great job. I always look forward to Fridays and. Of course, Dan and Pion, I enjoy you guys all week long.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
I just wanted to mention Strange Things, the concert. That would be a good topic. What was your first concert? I was just interested. Paul, I don't know how old you are, but what was your first concert, just out of curiosity?
June 18th, 1975, Madison Square Garden, Beach Boys in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Not that I remember it at all.
No.
Mine was 1976, Checker Dome, a band called Kiss, and some guy named Bob Seger opened up for him. I said, who the hell is Bob Seger?
Yeah.
But the weird thing was, a girl friend of mine had gotten tickets to see Billy Joel and Elton John. She loved Elton John. When they did their tours together,
yep.
It was the last time they did their tour together in St. Louis, and tickets were actually, I would never pay anything over $50, just that.
Yep.
Her boyfriend had paid $500 for these tickets.
No, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but it was a great show. I'm glad she blew him off and invited me. It only cost me a little Italian pasta dinner. But anywho, I kid you not, during the show itself, she was so enamored with Elton John, I'm not kidding, she took her... She shimmied, did the little shimmy underneath her blouse, took her bra off, and then proceeded. I begged her, said, don't do this. We're going to, if you do it at the end of the show. Do it at the end of the show. Not that Elton's going to get off on this, but, you know.
He would definitely wouldn't.
Exactly. Get kicked out at the end of the show.
If you would have thrown your underwear up, Elton John would have got out.
Well, she runs up, throws her bra at the stage. Of course, it hits a woman in the back of the head.
No.
Yes. And then the guy looks at me, the usher looks at me like I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, like you threw your bra.
Exactly. And he says, let me have your ticket. And then... he took my ticket like that was going to be a bad thing. And then he asked her, where's your ticket? She said, I don't have one.
Oh, great. Good answer.
Well, I thought he was going to search her since she didn't have a bra on. But anywho, we were escorted outside the arena. But I thought it was a great show. I just couldn't figure out why she had to throw a bra at Elton John, of all people. But yeah. That's my story.
All right. Wow. That's a good one, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for the kind words, too. Two parts of this that I have to comment on. Number one, I've never understood the women throwing their underwear up onto the stage for whoever it was. And it goes back generations.
Tom Jones.
I mean, girls were doing it for Frank Sinatra, yeah. And people have continued to do it up until, I don't know if it still goes on, but it certainly was going on through the Rocky era. Rod Stewart and yeah. other people would be on stage and get that. And What are they? I never understood what the effect was supposed to be upon the receiver of that underwear because.
I don't know.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
That women wriggling out of the bra under their clothes thing, Very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very, very sexy.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, my first...
In 85% of the cases. Let's just leave it at that.
My very first concert. What was your first concert?
Chicago and the Beach Boys.
My very first concert was probably 1972 or 73. I went with a friend of mine's sister, older sister, and we went to see John Denver.
Yeah.
At Kiel Auditorium.
Yeah.
And
did you take out your phone and get video?
Yeah, I did. I did. No, it was John. And that
can you imagine that in 1972 carrying one of those big black desk phones? Or
oh. Are everybody holding up Polaroids up in the air? Over their head.
Well, you know what? You joke about that, but people still go to Busch Stadium and take pictures from the third deck.
Yeah.
And their flash goes off as if that's going to help.
Oh, I know. I know. But that was the first time I smelled pot.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that?
Oh, that was the other thing last night.
I'm sorry. Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was the other thing last night. I mentioned on the show, it's been a long, long time since I smoked pot in college.
Yeah.
I mean, long, long time. Every once in a while, I go to a concert, every decade or so, I go to a concert, and I actually said to my wife at the intermission last night, I'm surprised we're not smelling more weed, and she said, well, it's the Fox, it's a non-smoking theater, people can't light up in here, they're probably all outside right now, but I bet when we go back inside, you'll be able to smell it on the people trying to squeeze by us in our row. And sure enough, when we got back in there, I would say it took maybe 5 minutes or so, there started to be a little aroma coming through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have not smoked weed in a very, very long time, but I'm here to tell you, somebody was smoking some really bad crap.
No. Did it smell really bad?
It was really cheap stuff. It was the sort of stuff that when I did smoke, I would have gone, I'm not buying that.
Oh, apparently, I've heard now, the worse it smells, because I've been at some concerts now, the last Dave Matthews concert I went to, there was some stuff, it smelled like somebody ran over a skunk.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be really good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what they said.
The worse it smells is the better now.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I said, man, that is some bad news stuff. And they go, oh, no, that's the worse it smells, the better it is.
You would think with the vape culture that you guys are now a part of with all those different flavors that somebody could have come up with something better for this garbage smelling weed.
Yeah, you would think.
Wow. All right. I know we're desperately late here. Let's catch up with Tim and we'll come back with more calls in a moment. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to pass a cannonball off to Tim. Timmy, here you go. Go ahead run with it.
You guys, I'll run with it. I'm sitting here listening going, boy, are you guys old or what?
Yes,
you're
absolutely.
Old too.
Oh, my. So, Dan, I know when it smells like a skunk, it's good.
Well, that's what, you know.
That's what the kids tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what the kids tell me. I was thinking Paul was going to go, yeah, you know, I haven't smoked pot in a long time, but after you were talking earlier, you were going to, I got really wasted last night.
No. I did breathe deeply a couple of times.
There you go.
But I was revolted by the smell. I'll be honest with you. It just...
Let me tell you something. If you're smelling what you're telling me you smell, they probably had it rolled up in their pocket because that's what comes off of it.
There were people lighting up inside the Fox in the second act.
Really?
Night. Oh, 100%.
That's interesting. 100%. That's interesting.
It wasn't just somebody getting it on their clothes.
I'll be darned. Yeah, because I've been to the Fox.
I know the difference. It's been a long time, but I know the difference.
I have been to the Fox before, and I've seen people light up, and I have seen the ushers. And it wasn't like when Dan was talking years ago, you'd go and you'd see people light up all the time. But
oh, and they pass now, them all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But sure. Now, as soon as the lights went down, boom, you saw everybody lighting up. But now, as soon as somebody does it, the ushers get you, and boom, you're gone. So glad you enjoyed the concert, though, last night.
Thank you.
All right, we've got an accident right now. It is blocking the left lane in each direction. It's at Lindbergh at Cougar Drive, which is just a little bit south of New Florist. And, boy, traffic is backing up pretty heavy in both directions. Southbound 170, it's running slow from about Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Everything else, just volume getting going, and that's on eastbound 270. Also, southbound 270, just a little bit off the pace now from Highway 40 down through Manchester. Downtown, you're looking great to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame invites you to honor the Tigers April 12th at Rams Park. It's the SunTrip Automotive Family Salute to Mizzou in St. Louis. See John Cadillac, Norm Stewart, and Johnny Rowland inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also to be honored, Gary Pinkel, Mike Alden, 2013 Cotton Bowl champions, and the 81-82 men's basketball team led by Steve Stepanovich. Food and drinks are included. General admission is $80. Tables at 10 or $1,500. Info and tickets can be found at stlshof.com or by calling Tim at 314-226-1190.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
If you're a conservative American over 50, then please listen to this important message. Hi friends, Fran Tarkenton here. Let me tell you about an organization fighting to protect our country from the destructive liberal policies threatening our great nation. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, with over 1 million members and growing, serves as a strong conservative alternative to the left-leaning AARP. Over the years, I'd become increasingly distrustful of the AARP and its liberal agenda, but their support for Obamacare was the last straw. As a football player, I understood that in order to win, you have to keep fighting. Well, AMAC not only shares my conservative beliefs, but they also share that same willingness to fight to protect those beliefs for generations to come. You deserve better than AARP. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Join AMAC today to receive exclusive benefits and discounts. Call 888-950-AMAC or go to teamamac.us to become a member. Call 888-950-AMAC or go to teamamac.us.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambren Weight Loss. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Call 1-800-424-8740. That's 1-800-424-8740.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-926-7777. new roof.
If you want to get close to the college basketball action, come out to Fifth Third Bank in Ferguson Monday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, from noon until 3. We'll take the show on the road. You'll have a chance to score some basketball tickets to the tournament games coming to Scott Trade Center. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at Fifth Third Bank in Ferguson, 10797 New Halls Ferry Road. Must be 18 years old or older. No purchase necessary. See the bank for details. For more information, go to fifththirdbank.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Nominate a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Winners will receive up to $10,000 in scholarships.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris. Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon, you're welcome to be a part of the show. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. Later on, Joe Hipperson will be here to talk movies. Bill Cleveland, Mike Evans, the Harris Challenge, knuckleheads in the news, all the usual nonsense for Friday afternoon. Did you know there are rules for pillow fighting?
No.
In Japan, pillow fighting is a serious sport, says this article that I'm highly dubious of, with its own set of rules. Each team consists of five members who have to remain within the team's court at all times. From the moment the whistle sounds, all they do is throw pillows like crazy, using blankets to shield themselves. If you get hit by a pillow, you're out of the game. In other words, it's pillow dodgeball. But you can use blankets to block the pillows. Here's one thing you did not think of, though. During the match, the referee will from time to time call out, "The teacher is coming!" And one of the teams will have to take the cue and lie down immediately, pretending to sleep.
My goodness.
One member from the opposite team can walk over and steal as many pillows as he can before the whistle blows again and the game resumes.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't seem fair. The teacher is coming.
I don't.
Japan knows how to put a twist on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, there's an event we can suck the life out of. Let's go. Let's come up with something.
Make a game show out of it.
Jenkins, write these rules down.
Jenkins again.
I'll tell you, he's a troublemaker. Then I'll go back to the phones after one more story I have to share with you. And I give Ian credit for finding this one for me today. In Los Angeles, a 20-year-old guy named Dakari McAniff is accused of using Twitter to make shooting threats. He apparently posted a picture of himself in front of a window with a rifle pointing out the window at some city street in L.A., and the caption on it was, 100 retweets and I'll shoot someone walking.
Oh, man.
Now, that's a stupid thing to do, obviously. He didn't need to say that. We all knew that. But how many times have we done a story in Knuckleheads in the News where somebody posts a picture of themselves doing something stupid on Twitter or Facebook, and of course the police can track you down?
Yeah, there's a recent story in, I think it was Brooklyn, a gang in Brooklyn was posting a lot of pictures of themselves holding huge amounts of cash in their cars and everything on Facebook.
Yeah. Pictures of themselves and their surroundings.
Yes.
That is not going to work out well for you.
Distinguishable tattoos.
The LAPD says, we do have officers who are assigned to kind of monitor social media. Imagine how hard that job is.
Ugh.
Isn't L.A. the most dense populated city in America? Either it or New York, one of the two.
Yeah.
Imagine having to be that person who has to... How can you possibly monitor everybody? Because on Twitter, you have to follow people. It's not like you just randomly see everybody. You have to actively follow.
Well, you can search a term, can't you?
I suppose. And you could also watch what's trending.
Just search shooting every couple, every half hour.
Shooting, weed, thought, murder. Yeah, all of those things. This guy, his friend said this was just a joke. When the cops got him, by the way, they charged him with criminal threats. And he's arrested and put in bail on $50,000, put in jail on $50,000 bail. But his friend said the police didn't look at the other photos that he posted after that. A few minutes later, there was a picture of a staged crime scene with a guy on the ground and the caption, "Man down, mission complete." And the other showed this guy, McAniff, acting like he had gotten arrested sitting in front of a cop car. His friends say this was all just a prank. Why are you getting so out of control about this?
Funny prank.
Now, here's the sick part of this. He got way more than 100 retweets. Who are those people? What's wrong with those people? A couple of years ago, I'm going to say 2011 or 2012, there was a movie starring Diane Lane called Untraceable, in which she played a cop, might have been in L.A., certainly in a major American city, and they have a problem with some nut who is setting up these cruel torture chambers and hooking them up to the internet. And in one case, it was like heat lamps. The person was tied to a chair with duct tape across her mouth or his mouth. I can't what it was. And there were heat lamps there. And they started a website and told people the more people who click on this website, the brighter the heat lamps are going to get, and give this person a tan and then a burn and then eventually kill them. And, of course, people being what they are, everybody had to hear about it and everybody clicked on it. And sure enough, these people were getting tortured. And there were a series of these really sick things that were going on in this movie. And Diane Lane and a couple of the other cops in the movie had to figure out, how is he doing this? And it was one of those things where it's being routed through 15 different countries and, you know, some guy who knew what he was doing online. Here's the real life thing. Here's a guy who tweeted, if I get 100 retweets, I will shoot somebody. And people were like, I'm retweeting that.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Chris, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Good. Years ago, well, first of all, my very first concert, 1972, Genesis, and it was a ticket wasted on an 11-year-old kid.
Wow.
Particularly because Genesis was not, I mean, they weren't making hit records in 1972. They were still rock.
That's my favorite Genesis, though. That's back in the days. That's Peter Gabriel Genesis.
That's your Lamb Lies Down on Broadway Genesis.
That's absolutely right. But that was a wasted ticket on me.
And we'll have more, we'll have more of the Radio Rich Show right after this.
Radio Ritual.
Sorry. But it, interesting that thing is when I was a kid, I grew up near Maplewood, and I was, even then I was somewhat of a foodie. You know, I love food, and there was an Indian restaurant in Maplewood, and back then Maplewood isn't like it is now. Maplewood was Maplewood, anyway, I went into an Indian restaurant out there, and I looked over there, and I go, that's Mick Jagger. It's the Rolling Stones were in this little restaurant. It was called Salams, not Salim's, but Salams. And I just thought that was amazing. Well, they ended up, he went up and asked the guy where a pharmacy was, and he sent them down the street. And they ended up leaving, and I'm waiting for my food.
Like Mick Jagger needs help finding pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, I thought that was kind of ironic.
Can you just go over to Keith? He's got them
all.
Yeah,
no kidding. Yeah, just put in the nickel and pull the handle. but anyway, I was, you know, waiting for my food, and I was all abuzz. I was only 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I looked on the wall, and there were photographs. And it was David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Elton John, Rod Stewart, you know, the who's of the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what it is because in England, Indian food is like Italian food here.
Right.
And it was reasonably close to, I guess, where they were playing at the arena. I gathered, and I figured that must have been it. So I thought that was interesting. It was Maplewood, a hangout for these British bands. And if I can just share one little story with you. About two Christmases ago, I threw my back out. Had to take an ambulance to the hospital. I was laying around for 2 days. Couldn't do a thing. Well, I knew this guy from fantasy football, and he told me the only way he can function because of his bad back is to smoke pot.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a buddy of mine. I said, listen, I was non-functioning on a scale of 10. I was like a 9. I said, you just need to set me up. So I sneak out to my garage like I'm a 15-year-old kid, and I take a little puff, and it smelled like a skunk, absolutely. But the thing is I felt like I was doing something wrong until about a minute later. Then I realized I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was practically fine within 1 minute.
Mm.
I used to think people got high and they kind of forgot they were in pain. But no, it absolutely worked for me. But then about an hour later, my children came home and they commented about how much it smelled like a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
So after about, you know, 2 days of sneaking around, it was like time to get rid of that. But I didn't want to pass that it absolutely worked 100%, and it was way beyond anything I had encountered 20 years ago.
Kids, daddy's medicine happens to smell like a skunk. You got a problem with that? Take
it
up with mommy.
Very well.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much.
Daddy's back hurts, and he has to go listen to some old Genesis now.
Absolutely.
With headphones on.
Not the hoople, but thank you.
And eat lots of cookies.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
We're going to check the highways now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, the accident in North County at Lindbergh and New Halls Ferry, or Cougar Drive, has been cleared. You still have long delays in each direction. Looks like we are picking up more volume now on eastbound 270. Midway, just a little bit east of Lindbergh, or excuse me, a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, still a pretty good run. Westbound 40, you're getting heavier now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason, and a bit heavy towards the Boone Bridge. But if you're coming in eastbound, looks like we have a slowdown now between Timberlake and 141 up through Mason, and a bit heavy right at Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich filled with grilled chicken and creamy artichoke spread go down, productivity goes up. New lunch combos, another reason to see you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. They couldn't find common ground on Ukraine.